Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the JB and Benny Blue Review is brought to you by our friends at SavageCBD.com. Get the best in CBD products and get a deal while you're at it. Use our code REVIEW, that's REVIEW, for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to SavageCBD.com right now.
Hey, Bird Gang, this is your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, the JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 210, and we add it again. It's a JB and Benny Review with your boys, the Savage Duo. It is I, Benny Blue, and joining us, of course, is King JB himself. Ooh-wee, live from the desert. That's right. Yeah. Make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue if you have not already done so. We are live streaming Wednesdays, 6:30 Pacific, 7:30 in the desert, 9:30 Eastern. If you miss it, that's all right. We are on podcast form on all streaming platforms. Check us out, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get it. Like, share, subscribe. You know the deal on YouTube, the whole thing. Shout out to our KSRNAZ.com family, casualsports.com. Live streaming out of there in the desert. They will replay the episodes and video. And salute to all of our folks at the Believe Podcast Network. Check out our sponsor, SavageCBD.com. Use code REVIEW for 50% off your order and free shipping. And of course, check out Dr. Bridges, Boyning Bridges live streaming. That's Tuesday, 6:30 Pacific, 7:30 Mountain Time, and 9:30 Eastern. Now, normally, JB, I would ask you, how did the show go?
Yeah.
But damn it, I know because I was there. How did I do as your special guest?
It did great. You know what I'm saying? You are a star in the making. You know what I'm saying? And it just flowed. You know, so like the River Nile. So we appreciate the one and only Benny Blue House for being on the Burning Business Podcast last night. Shout out to the whole crew, the AAT. You know what I'm saying? All about the birds. You know what I'm saying? Just the movement. You know what I'm saying? AAT Sports _ at Twitter. You know what I'm saying? AAT Birds at Twitter as well. Mess with us on Tuesday nights, man. You know what I'm saying? Next week we got Todd Pinkston.
Ooh, good guess.
Yeah, man.
Your man.
My big brother, you know what I'm saying? Southern Miss to the top and E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles, you know what I'm saying? We both wore the same uniform, you know what I mean? Both played at Southern Miss, both got drafted to Philly. Yeah, that's my guy, you know what I'm saying? So he'll be on next week. We appreciate the love, man, yo. First of all, nowhere near happy anniversary, but today's anniversary of the late, great Kobe Bryant and those others in the helicopter. They met their demise. It's the anniversary of the death of the late, great Kobe Bryant and our girl Gigi. Rest in peace still to this day. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all up there hooping in heaven, you know what I'm saying, giving God the give and go. You know what I'm saying? So we know.
Crossing God over. Right, crossing over Jesus.
We know it's real. Jesus got them bad ankles anyway, you know what I'm saying, from the cross. But you know what I'm saying? So, Jesus, you know, you are not exempt, right? You're in the barbershop, too. You are not exempt. But, yeah, so, again, man, rest in power to Gigi and Kobe and the rest of those four people who lost their lives in that accident, man. But, popping in L.A., man, I heard it's getting kind of wild out there, man. You know what I mean? Can't find produce, and you know what I'm saying? Like, they're rationing out the government cheese and shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, coming up, they're going to be talking about how they're rationing out them tickets for Niners fans here at SoFi Stadium. Ooh-wee,
It ain't like talking about it. Like, we're going to the game to support our team. Mm-hmm. Not so fast, my friend.
So, yeah, the only thing they're trying to ration out with these tickets. So, yeah, you know, things are good. A little bit slow motion, as you say. Tim says, but what up, Tim? Fucking mama swept Jesus. Good mama Lord.
Seven-game series, he hit him four times a wrap.
Mamba is up in heaven right now hitting Jesus with the old man game. Oh, my God.
All back to the basket work.
Ooh-wee. Well, listen, like Dr. Tinkle, if you have a question or a comment, please drop them in at any point, whether you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. And, of course, sponsorship questions, hate mail, segment ideas, music, the whole thing. Hit us up, jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com. All right. Now, listen, we're going to get to a lot of football. You know, it's almost the end of the season. It's crazy to think about, but we'll get there, I promise. But Dr. Bridges, we talked about it last night on Burning Bridges, and we got to talk about it today. The annual MLB Hall of Fame voting came out, and wouldn't you know it, some select players were left off. So, God damn it, you got to bring back one of your patented segments. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Don't be dumb for the Hall of Fame committee. Dr. Bridges, what do you got to say to these folks who decided to only vote one player in from the group?
Ridiculous, right? Mark Maddux, right? And Barry Bonds didn't get in, right? Now, I was never a huge Maddux fan. I respected the man, but I was a Barry Bonds fan, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a diehard Yankees fan, people that know me. But, of course, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to gravitate to the ballers, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people remember Barry Bonds as the slugger. That's right. That's right, Tim. All right, calm down, baby. You know what I'm saying? Oh, got you. Right, I got you. You know I got you. So, as the slugger, the older vet, savvy, smack everything out the park, right? Bigger Barry. We'll leave it at that. Bigger Barry, right? A lot of people don't remember slim in shape Barry, right?
Pittsburgh Pirates Barry.
Pittsburgh Bond. Pirates Barry. Very athletic Barry. Made plays Barry. Slapped them out the park. Stole bases Barry. So I'm about to go down Wikipedia and read his stats off. 14-time All-Star from 1992 to 1998, 2000, 2004, and 2007. Right? This is a huge timeline. It ain't like he just did it back to back to back and he just fell off, right? 7-time National League MVP. All right, that's in 1990, 1992, 1993, and then 2001 through 2004. Come on, man. All right, 12-time Silver Slugger Award. All right, that's 1990 through 94. 96, 97, and 2002, 2004. Three-time National League Hank Aaron Award, 2001, 2004. All right, two-time National League batting champion, that's 2002 and 2004. Man. All right, National League home run leader in 93, and then in 2001, right? So it ain't like he just started hitting, you know what I'm saying, like that, like I said, when he became Bigger Barry, all right? So, and then he was an NL RBI leader, you know what I'm saying, 93, San Francisco Giants. Retired his number 25 jersey, and he's on the San Francisco Giants Wall of Fame. MLB records. He has 762 career home runs. He has 73 home runs single season. He has 2,558 career base on balls, all right? And then he has 232 base on balls single season, a .60 on base percentage, and a .83 slugging percentage single season. This man is unreal, and compared to a lot of people that are in the Hall of Fame right now, his stats are a book, and their stats are a receipt from CVS, right? So we the man deserves clearly to be in there. Now, Big Poppy, we appreciate you getting in there, but I can almost guarantee you that Big Poppy's stats were not as spectacular as Barry's. So an official, passion felt, don't be dumb to the MLB Hall of Fame voters. We're going to send you guys a picture of Jimmy Hoffa laying in his grounded casket, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know, the Mafia still runs MLB. All right, so, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, here's what it is. You know, and now we get it, Tim. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know that's the, always the reason. Like, well, you know, he had the steroid thing going on. That's why I read those dates. Because a lot of those things that he did that were amazing happened when he was Little Barry, not Big Barry, okay? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, shame on you. And that's all I like to say. Don't be dumb, but shame on you, right? The worst thing that a parent could tell you when you was young was shame on you, right? He was like, damn, really? What'd I do?
That one cut deep.
You know?
Yeah.
When mama said shame on you and she turned her nose up and turned her head, that was like, oh, no. Mama, please, mm-hmm. please. So shame on you, MLB, you son of a bitch.
Mm-mm-mm. And by the way, JB read off all those illustrious stats to illustrate that it was about the totality of the man's career. So yes, did he make mistakes? Yes. But as I said in the Burning Bridges podcast,
hey man,
last night, it was like in a sea full of coke dealers, he was freeway Ricky Ross. He was the best at it.
Hey
and
man.
For those who can't see the screen, I just highlighted what their vote counts were. So Big Poppy got 307, and then Barry Bonds got 260. Roger Clemens got 257. It's their final year.
Oh, yeah, Roger Clemens. I said Mark Maddux. Yeah, Roger Clemens. Yeah.
On the ballot. Now, what should be known, Dr. Bridges, is I did a little research because if for those who forgot, and I'm not saying the man did or didn't do certain things, but in case we forgot, at some point, David Ortiz was accused of doing steroids.
Oh, yeah.
He had tested positive for steroids. So whether he knowingly took the substances or not, he apparently tested positive, and this was back in 2003. More than 100 major league players were to test positive in 2003.
Now, Benny, we talked about this one time before, and I've said it. I do believe that there are Hall of Famers in the Hall of Fame right now that should not be in the Hall of Fame right now. Right? Not that they're not Hall of Famers, but they shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame right now.
Based on the standards of what they're doing,
The reason why they're in the Hall of Fame right now is because they are in with the whites. All right? And David Ortiz, he is in with the whites because he's on Major League Baseball announcing and commentating on games. So he's in with the whites. You know what I'm saying? When I say the whites, I'm talking about the powers that be. Right? Because they all white. Ain't none of them black. So, the whites, that's why Ortiz is in the Hall of Fame right now. Now, Barry Bonds, and then, you know, what's the other? Clemens. I don't know why Clemens, you know what I'm saying? Like, Clemens ain't in there. I mean, it just ain't his time to me. But after the 10-year, you know what I'm saying, qualification rounds, like, now, Johnny told me something last night that they have, like, another voting, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's coming, like, later. So it's a second chance for him to get in, but it's like, man, that's dumb. Now they should have just went on and put all three of them in there because they was all three worthy. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to knock Big Poppy and say what he did in his career wasn't unprecedented. Mm-hmm. It wasn't great. He didn't have a great career. He didn't have a Hall of Fame career. What I'm saying is that if Poppy in that bitch, then Barry Bonds should be in that bitch, point blank period. So,
yeah, exactly. And honestly, just to kind of put a bow on it, I think at the end of the day, the solve for this whole thing is like, listen, just acknowledge that at some point from the 1990s all the way through like the mid-2000s, at some point or another, most if not all these cats, but again, as I said last night at Burning Bridges, other than Ken Griffey Jr., were essentially adjacent or had taken the juice.
That so, like, them plays say Balco.
Shout out to Alex Rodriguez. Balco. So, I mean, look.
Them plays say Balco on them, boy.
The reality is, if all these cats were essentially on it, basically you need to just kind of throw that out and just do it based on the talent. And then maybe you put a little asterisk and say, hey, Barry Bonds was confirmed on steroids or however you want to put it. But right. The reality is you should let the man in and just make it known.
Don't even do them like that, though, Benny. Like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody wants to know about Barry Bonds, they can Google Barry Bonds. Let's talk about the great the man did in the MLB. Right? Let's talk about his Hall of Fame career. Damn that shit.
I'm just saying the standard across the board, not just for Barry. Like, you don't have to, like,
we want to make it. No, again, this is celebration, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, if Mark McGwire get in, you know what I'm saying? If Sammy Sosa in the Hall of Fame, right? Because they was all juicing big time. Is Jose Canseco in that bitch?
You know what I'm saying? I don't think so either. And he'd be one of the prime categories to get up out of there.
Right, you know what I'm
Who's
saying?
Who's taking Sego? Because Nietzsche, because he
finished. So I mean, hey, look, I don't know, man. If the NFL, come on, man. Don't get me started, bro. Don't get me started. Cats was on way more than steroids back in the day.
All right, Tim, what about the whites off the amphetamine? It's like the Mets and shit.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Like, look, hey, Tim, we talking about, especially in the NFL. Back in them days, them boys was on a whole lot more than just goddamn steroids. Them boys off that white, you know what I'm saying? They was off that white girl, and I ain't talking about Betty White. Rest in peace, Betty White, by the way. Rest in peace, my girl, Betty White. You know what I'm saying? Look, she lived it. She did it. You know what I'm saying?
99
she
died. Years old, 99.
So she did 99. It. Like, reviewers out there, it's certain people that we grieve for because they gone too soon. Betty White did it, man. And one of the hardest pictures ever, and I think I posted it on our page, Benny, when she died, was a picture where she was sitting with Eazy-E. Dr. Dre was in the background. Mm-hmm. The hardest picture of Betty White. Betty White was definitely, you know, smoking with the Negro jazz musicians back in the day.
Yeah, I love it. So MLB Hall of Fame Committee, from the review, don't be dumb. Come on now. Get up out of here.
Don't be dumb.
All right. So, you know what I mean? That's some Don't Be Dumb. Again, check out our sponsor, SavageCBD.com. Use code REVIEW and fair 50% off your order and free shipping. So, let's get into it right now with some divisional round recap. Pow, pow, pow. Dun, so, dun, the Bungles beat the Titans 1960 on a walk-off field goal. That was the theme of this weekend. Three walk-off field goals. But, Jamie, the big question that I have for you with this game, get the motherfucking gat.
Get it. Hey.
Do the Titans need to move off of Tannehill at this point to really take the next step? What are your thoughts on this, sir?
I don't think Tannehill's over the hill. right? You know, no pun intended. I think Tannehill is a good quarterback for them, right? So you can't put this all on Tannehill, you know what I'm saying? Because how about the Bengals just did what they need to do to win, right? There was no distinctive situation in that game where you're like, oh, Tannehill just blew it. Nah, man. Tannehill is good for them. He fits the mold. He's gritty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that rightfully they need a couple more weapons offensively. Right now, I know who, like Julio Jones is down there, right? But he's hurt. AJ Brown is there. Of course, the King Henry came back, right? And I think, and if I'm not mistaken, they ran for like 140 yards, right?
Yeah, they're doing the same.
Yeah, something like that, right? Tannehill dropped that thing right there in a bucket, you know what I'm saying? That was one of the old shit plays of the week on Burning Bridges. Nah, Tannehill is fine, right? I think that the Bengals just did what they need to do to win that game, you know what I'm saying? And of course, they put themselves in position and the kicker iced that bitch. You know what I'm saying? He rocked that home. So, shout out to the Bengals. You know what I'm saying? It was a great game. I didn't really get a chance to watch all of it, but I went back and watched highlights and so on and so forth. It was a great game. It just wasn't the Titans' time. Now, ask me, I think they need a couple more weapons. You know what I'm saying? I think they need another a distinctive answer or compliment to Derrick Henry. Right? I think they need a real scat back. Not no older cat, somebody young and vibrant, you know what I'm saying? They can play ball out the backfield, catch the ball out the backfield. And defensively, I think they need, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard to say what they need. Like, because they're, I mean, they sacked Joe Burrow 9 times, right?
Man, they really won the damn game. Jesus.
I said it last night, right? I said it last night on Burning Bridges. If you were a blind man, I was reading you those stats, Benny. Without saying who scored, and I'm reading you these stats, you would have swore to God that the team in all blue won.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Right? The Bengals did what the fuck they need to do. Jamar Chase is a fucking superstar. Fucking Joe Shiesty, you know what I'm saying? AKA Joe Burrow, you know what I'm saying? AKA the pride of Baton Rouge, you know what I'm saying? Because he ain't from Ohio no more. He's from Baton Rouge, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, that's it, man. I ain't nothing to say. Now, Tannehill's fine. I think Tannehill's fine. I'll rock with Tannehill. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do, you know what I'm saying? He can step back and throw the ball enough. He got a powerful arm. He can move. He's mobile. You know what I'm saying? So, he can move the pocket. He can stay in the pocket. And he's smart. You know what I'm saying? He don't make those fucked up decisions. You know what I'm saying? He don't fuck up at the wrong time. Nah, he's good.
Well, just taking a look at the breakdown. I did. This is one of the games I did watch the entire thing. Great game. I mean, this whole weekend was like straight to the vein NFL football. I mean, this was like if we were at a bar, the bartender would have cut us off. That's how good this weekend was. Like this shit was amazing.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, rest in peace of Big Wang. We'd have been a big. Well, they wouldn't have cut us off. Big Wang.
We would have been mobbing at Big Wang.
So we probably would have gotten into a couple fights. You know what I'm saying? All kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Correction, you would have gotten to a couple of fights. I would have been backing your ass up. That's what happened at fucking Wangos.
It happened, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Pop, pop, pow. But look, Tennessee, you breaking it down. First of all, Dante Foreman had 66 yards. He had 4 carries. His long run was that big one he broke off for 45. So he actually had more yards than King Henry.
Right.
I bring up Tannehill because Tannehill had 1 TD, 3 picks. And a QBR of 10.4. He was 15 for 24, 220 yards. So is Tannehill a solid quarterback? Absolutely.
Sure.
Does he fit that system well? Yes. Yeah. So I think to your point, it's either they got to go one in two directions. They either need more weapons, which is easier said than done, or they need a more dynamic playmaking quarterback. You know what I mean? So
and then just what you were saying, like they need to kind of go back and revamp, you know what I'm saying, what they can do with Tannehill, right?
Yes.
Because when he throws those picks, he doesn't have the strongest arm in the world. That's one knock on him, right?
Yeah.
He don't have that big, gigantic arm where he can throw them bitches on the line, 17-yard outs and 16, 15-yard digs and, you know what I'm saying, crossing routes that's at 14 and 15 yards. He don't have that arm that he can do that 35, 40 times a game, right? So they need to revamp what they're trying to do with him. I think he's their guy. Like, you know what I'm saying, you bring another quarterback into that system, I kind of think he fucks it all up.
Yeah, and by the way, Tannehill is by no means trash. I think Tannehill's better than Jimmy G. I think Tannehill's better than Kirk Cousins. I think Tannehill's better than a lot of quarterbacks.
I think he's better than Mayfield.
No, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're breaking news of that one. I mean, Baker. I mean, listen, like, could you imagine if the Browns, like, to me, like Tannehill's like an elevated version of like Case Keenum. So imagine if the Browns had Tannehill. They would probably be in the playoffs. I mean, you know what I mean? Now, keeping it moving here.
Niner gang. Niner gang.
They win on a walk-off, 13-10. JB, I was saving this for this show. Have we reached a time where Aaron Rodgers just needs to shut the fuck up, handle his business? He was cutting all those damn promos in the offseason.
Right.
And look at where it got him.
Well, okay. So, number 12 did number 12 things, right? He played well, right? It's your defense. First of all, it's your defensive job to stop the opposing offense. Point blank period, right?
Yes.
Second of all, as I said on the Brandon Bridges last night, they lost that game in the fourth quarter at 4 minutes and 20-some-odd seconds. That's when they lost the game right there. It wasn't a block punt that tied it up. They lost the game because Matt LaFleur came out and wanted to be cute on offense when the two previous series, they were imposing their will, running that bitch with Mans, you know what I'm saying, getting 4, 5, 3, 2, 16, like, and hitting little dink and dumps, you know what I'm saying? And they could have drove down that field and did a four-minute drive and left literally 8 seconds left on that clock, right, for the 49ers to get down the field. And we know that shit wasn't going to happen with the 49ers. So they lost that game right there. That was the loss of that game, right? It wasn't a block punt. It wasn't the kick that got blocked before halftime. They lost that game when they got that ball back at 4 minutes and whatever the fuck it, like I said, 4 minutes and 40 some odd seconds, looks like 30 some odd seconds. That's when they lost the game right there, right? The game was over because you got a team that got momentum, so you have to go back and run your offense and let them know, nah, we understand y'all playing hard, but we still the Packers, motherfucker. We still been driving that bitch down y'all damn throat. We gonna go back to doing that, waste this clock up. They had timeouts they was gonna have to waste. They were gonna win the game if they would have did that, right? Yeah, the 3rd and 11, they got to a 3rd and 11 situation, it was over after that.
Right, and we saw the block punt. That's what tied it up, because let's be honest, I mean, the Niners offense wasn't putting any fear in their hearts in terms of taking the lead. They only tied it up because of that block punt, because the special teams to the Packers was ass. So that's why they were able to do it.
Three phases of football, bro. Three phases of football. There's nothing else to talk about when it comes to that three phases of football. And I'm going to shut a bunch of people up again like I did on the Burning Bridges last night when I talk about this OT rule, right? Because everybody crying about who should have did what and who gets this fair, this fair. There ain't no fair. All right? Ain't no fair. We'll talk about it later.
And by the way, I agree with you in your assessment where I think it is a combination of LaFleur trying to be cute and putting Rodgers in a position not to succeed. However, the reality is Rodgers kind of let old boy have the keys last year when they were playing Brady in the NFC Championship, when he should have taken his veteran savvy and taken things into his own hands, because he was using Davante Adams as a security blanket.
Right.
He wasn't throwing it deep. And the reality is, JB, it's not so much about this game. I look at it and the totality of the season, and I was saving this for this show. I feel at this point that Aaron Rodgers is he's the Kyrie Irving of the NFL.
The dude
has a ring. He's very good at what he does. He has a lot of experience. But the reality is he always tries to tailor things perfectly to his own situation. And it somehow, some way, at the very end of the day, when it really counts, has a way to bite him in the ass. People were calling him Throw Rogan. People were calling him Discount Double Vax. And damn it, Aaron, let's keep it real, JB. He this whole season, he made his bed for what happened.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
He made it, because if they win the title, none of the COVID shit in his stances matter. It's all window dressing.
Right.
But the fact that he went so hard in the paint about not, you know, giving the middle finger to the organization, potentially wanting a trade, this whole shit, bruh. You got the best possible situation you can have right now.
He definitely put his foot all up in his mouth, you know what I'm saying? And
his COVID toe in his mouth.
Right,
his
COVID toe, the broken, not broken, kind of broken, fractured toe. Anyway, so he put his foot in his mouth, toe in his mouth, whatever. I think he put his whole foot in his mouth. But, he if he wanted to ship, you know what I'm saying, he'd have had hella leverage, you know what I'm saying, to be like, yo, pay me in bud or let me go. Either way it goes, he's out of there. He won't be a Packer anymore. And it's going to be interesting to see where he lands.
Well, we will talk about that in the months and weeks to come. Now, keeping it moving, the Rams nearly tricked it off but they beat the Bucks again. Another walk-off field goal. Now I know everybody's expecting us to talk about Brady, but JB, watching this assessment of a team that you've watched so close, the Banana Goats, what is your biggest issue with them going into the NFC Championship, sir?
They're not as dynamic on offense as people think they are, right? But at the same time, the fact that they're playing in SoFi is going to be a huge, huge advantage for them because they're just not. I mean, they're a machine, and I've said it over and over again. Sean McVay's offense is a machine, right? And if you take a cog out of a machine, it don't work very well, right? The defense is a front-running defense. Yeah, Vonnie done woke up, so he's playing well. Number 99 was very disruptive against Tom Brady, but Tom Brady can't move. You know what I'm saying? He can't move, right? And that's the thing, you know what I'm saying? So people who have success against them, their quarterback gets out and makes plays because that D-line is going to be disruptive. Their defensive backfield plays a lot of zone, right? But the problem, and here's where Tampa Bay lost his game, right? Zero blitz ain't what it used to be. Nobody care about zero blitz no more, right? And Todd Bowles called zero blitz, and I know Bruce was saying in the press conference that a couple guys didn't rush when they were supposed to, and they would have got home if they did. We'll never know. But I know zero blitz was not the call to make in that situation. So shame on you, Todd Bowles, for making that call. I don't care who would have got home. I wouldn't have called no goddamn zero blitz.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When they got to get down to field goal range, man, I'd have been in three deep. You know what I mean? I might have bought a robber or somebody's spine, you know what I'm saying? Man, because right. Stafford will take off and run. Please. We'd have picked that motherfucker. Because Stafford would have threw him the ball, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have threw him the ball. Trust me.
I think the move there was they should have disguised zero and sent someone back. They should have sent someone back delayed with Cooper Kupp to snag Stafford.
You can't do that. No, because it's too much room for error. You can't do that. You have to make him. So yeah, he wants to throw the ball to Cooper Kupp. Cool, but when you go three deep. And I ain't talking about a big 3D like Prevent. I'm talking about every DB is like 6 yards away from each other. Every defender is like 6 yards away from each other. And they move into a certain area. All we're doing is protecting, one, the first down, and two, making sure they don't get nothing deep because they need a field goal to win the game. Right?
Correct.
No, I don't give a damn. I'm rushing three and dropping eight. That's basically what it do. I might rush two and drop nine. I don't care. I just don't want them to get down the field. Right? The more white jerseys I have back there, the more opt he is to throw us the football. So that's just kind of the way it has to go.
So you think the move, rather than disguising something, you think the move would just have been like drop eight, rush Benny, three, and hope that, point, that he makes a mistake?
At that point, Benny, ain't no disguising shit. You know he got to throw the ball, right? Mm-hmm. And you know he got to throw. And I understand. You live and die by what you believe in. He wanted to heat his ass up because he'll make mistakes.
And the zero,
when he's getting heated up, he will make mistakes and throw the ball to the other team. But if motherfuckers don't buy in and do what they're supposed to do, you fuck. So err on the side of caution and just go 3D, rush three and drop eight, and eliminate all that bullshit, right? Hell, who knows? A motherfucker might get home. You know what I'm saying? You want to D line rush, might get home. Who knows?
Right. This is true. All right. And finally, ooh, Jamie's got an opinion on this. I know it's been a hot topic. Chiefs beat the Bills in OT. They go down and score 42-36. And it's time for Dr. Bridges to do a little bit of boining on this one. Ooh-wee. Talk to the people about why the overtime rules are what they are, sir.
Benny, when you step off on the field before the game starts, two or three people go out to meet the referee and they do a coin toss, right? Now, I'm speaking to people like they're dumb because this is how it sounds. You sound dumb when you say this, right? There's a coin toss, right, at the beginning of the game. So somebody wins the coin toss, and they have the option to take the ball or defer till halftime, right? So this is one of the points that I've made to people and everybody who says anything about it. At the end of the first half, if the person who won the coin toss scores a touchdown, do they give the ball to the opposing team after halftime? No, they don't, right? We're talking about fair because everybody wants to use the word fair. If you score a touchdown and you won the toss, and you get the ball after halftime. They do not give the ball to the opposing team. They give it right back to you because you won the toss, right? Now, it's on the defense to stop the offense. I don't know why we're discrediting defense and we are eliminating defenses out of this whole thought process when they're saying, it ain't fair. They got to give so-and-so the ball, too. No. What's fair is they flip a coin. They call tails. Tails wasn't it. Casey should've got called the ball. No, you always call tails, Benny. I'm not mad because you called tails. Because you always call tails. Usually 80% of the time you're going to get that win. But it don't matter. They call head tails. They lost. Casey wanted to receive the ball. Now it's on the number one defense in the NFL.
Bottom line.
To stop. And all you got to do is make them kick three. And you want the ball back.
And then you get a shot. Yeah.
You want fair? Make them kick 3 points. And then Josh Allen gets the ball back. And then we'll see what happens. But your defense has to step up and stop these cats. They didn't. They lost. It is what it is. Right? So please, all you goofies out there talking about, you should have got a chance to get the ball too. Why? In what world do y'all live in? This ain't everybody gets a chance.
Right.
Y'all are the participation trophy group. Right? Yeah. That's what I call y'all. Everybody that's saying that it needs to be fair, you are the participation trophy group. Right? That's y'all. Right? Well, little Johnny was there too. Give him a trophy. Right? That's y'all. That's how you sound. If it's not you, then you need to step out your fucking bubble or get out your panties and step into your big boy drawers and understand it. It is what the fuck it is. Stop crying. Oh, he crying, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. And that's it for some divisional round recap. Again, tap in with our sponsor, SavageCBD.com. Use code REVIEW, 50% off for your order, free shipping. Again, man, make sure to follow us, keep up with all our content, subscribe to our YouTube channel at JB and Benny Blue. Again, if you happen to miss this fine Savage broadcast, check us out in podcast form, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, like, share, and subscribe, and check us out, CasualSports.com, live streaming out of the desert and the Believe Podcast Network, and check out JB Morning Bridges. Straight live streaming Tuesdays at 6:30 Pacific, 7:30 Desert Time, and 9:30 Eastern. Shout out to AAT Sports and the All About the Ferds family.
What up, Philly?
Yes, sir. Well, before we get into some championship weekend Savage picks, we got to see how we did after the divisional round. And with a drum roll, please. Dr. Bridges is at 161, 104-1, but ooh, the Blue Dini, 167, 98-1. But I'll have you know, oh my God, I went 0-4 this weekend. Good God almighty. Starting with our picks, we both picked the Titans to beat the Bungles. We both picked the Packers to beat the Niners. We both picked the Bucks to beat the Rams. And JB correctly picked the Chiefs, and I picked the Bills. Well, we broke it down. And there's only one thing left to do to get into some championship weekend Savage picks right now. We're here. It's the AFC Championship. The Bungles, they're making their get the gat run, headed to Chiefs Kingdom, and the line is 7 for the Chiefs at home. Get the gat, baby.
As much as I can't stand, and that's not personal, I just don't like the way the bitch act, right? Patrick Mahomes' wife. And I said this on the Burning Bridges, and I'm going to say it again because this shit is funny to me. I see her, and I think about Russell Wilson's ex-girlfriend. Right? That picture, you know what I'm saying, that is horrible. It's just bad. Right? And then the brother, boy, sit your punk ass down somewhere. Okay. with all that being said, the Bengals are a young, dynamic team, and they are a worthy opponent to Kansas City because, if I'm not mistaken, they beat them in the regular season. No, they came close to beating them, all right? And if I'm not mistaken, they came close. It was like week 17. So they came very close to beating them, right? They're worthy, right?
No, they did beat them. They did beat them 34-31. Yeah, it was week 17.
Okay.
Or week 16, so, whatever game
was. 17, yeah. I think it was. So they're worthy, but not right now, right? I think Eric Bieniemy is a play caller, is in rare form right now. I think Patrick Mahomes is literally playoff Pat. Right, and Joe Burrow is going to gut it out. Jamar Chase is going to do great things because defensive backfield. of KC is not the bestest, and is Tyrann Mathieu going to play because he was in COVID protocol? Who knows, right? That's
true. Good point.
So it's going to be some points scored. But in Kansas City, bro.
Tell him, Dante. Other doing TikToks. Good God.
What up? Yeah, they out there wilding, man. So, real rap, though. No, KC going to get the dub. Like I said, Cincy, congratulations. AFC Championship, man. Who'd have thunk it, bro? All right, who'd have thunk it? Man, we thought the other team in Ohio was going to be a little better, but we were dumb. So,
Browns go Brown. So look, I made my picks on Burning Bridges. I'm going to stick with the same picks. Listen, if I'm a betting man, I'm betting on the Chiefs. But damn it, just for the sake of the world freezing over and our guy Joe Cool and the whole squad making a run out of Cincy, I'm picking the Bengals. I mean, shit, they beat them in a shootout before. They're capable on offense. This is the ultimate. This is going to be JB the ultimate Andy Reid Eric Bieniemy chess match with the coaching staff with Cincinnati. And can they keep up and make plays at the right time? Like you said, it might be the miracle run, kind of a little bit further than they thought that they were going to go. But just for the sake of keeping it spicy, I'm picking the Bengals, man. I mean, why not?
I like it.
As they say, why not us? Why
I not like us, Devin? I ain't mad at you. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Look, if they were in Cincinnati, I probably would have picked Cincinnati, to be honest. So, the fact that they're in the home of the Chiefs. Yeah, it's going to get rough. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get rough.
Tell you what, it's going to be a fun one to watch. And, oh, yes, I know it pains Dr. Bridges because it's in his division. Oh, the bitter rivals is the NFC Championship. Niner Gang.
Bang, Niner Gang.
Coming out and trying their damnedest to fill the stands with that crimson, red, and gold against the LA Rams, the hosting Super Bowl team. And the line is 3.5 for the Rams at home.
I'm like you, man. I'm going to stick to what I said on the JV and Benny. On the Burning Bridges last night. Like, I hate to say it, but I think the Rams going to win just because San Francisco just can't score points like that. And the Rams can get real spicy we know I ain't gonna say why they can get spicy. You know, one's on offense, one's on defense. But either way it goes is that they can score points if you allow them to. And so San Fran's defense is good, but if you don't get to Stafford, he's gonna pick you apart. You know what I'm saying? Now, he will throw you the ball, but same time, I just think that Sean McVay is gonna have him so far in the groove, bro, that I just think they're gonna get the W, man.
It is trending that way, but as I am sticking with my Burning Bridges picks, I'm going to take Niner Gang.
Niner Gang.
To slow it down, have some good play calling. Again, the chess match, Kyle Shanahan versus McVay. A little bit better of a showing from Jimmy G and making old Matty Staff make some mistakes to eke one out. Listen, the Niners, if there's one thing about this matchup, as you know, JB, they can kind of game plan well against this Rams team.
They have had success.
You know, so I'm going to take the Niners again. In either of these matchups, I am not going to be shocked if it's going to be the Chiefs and the Rams by any stretch. That's probably where my money goes. Mm-hmm. But hey, I'm taking the Niners, and that's it. We will see who's right, who's wrong, who is both right, who's both wrong. And it's time for Dr. Bridges to take us home with his patent edition of We Need Us, baby. Yeah, talk to the people, sir.
Man, I seen a commercial the other day. And it was the two doctors talking about these vaccinations, right? Now, everybody knows where I stand on vaccinations. You believe in them, get them, right? If you don't, stand firm and don't get them, right? If you got a job that's paying you a shitload of money, you have a decision to make, and they want you to get vaccinated, you got a decision to make, right? Mm-hmm. It ain't the worst thing in the world, it ain't the best thing in the world, but this commercial, Benny, simply said, make sure you're vaccinated. Go out and protect your people, yada, yada, yada. And then the other doctor was like, yeah. And then make sure you get your booster shots so you're all up to date. Up to date? And in my mind, my sick twisted mind, I might have been a little inebriated. But I was like, what the fuck is this? It's an update on the iPhone? What the fuck you mean?
Yeah, man. We all got 5G. I got 5G in my arm now.
Feel me?
I need to get a software update.
I'm like, you're going to start glowing in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? Anyway, I'm a firm believer. And Benny asked me, was I coming out to the game when LA played, when the Bird game played LA out there at SoFi. I said, nah. And I told him, I said, because the world is weird right now, right? Mm-hmm. And I know everybody taking advantage of the cheap flights, you know, Instagram popping everybody all over the world right now because the flights are cheaper and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And they, you know, and they know they, you don't have to be vaccinated to fly, you know what I'm saying? So people, you know, jumping on planes going here and there, but I just ain't that dude, right? I have a very small circle in my life right now between family and work, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, I play Russian roulette at work. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I don't give a fuck about that shit. That shit don't bother me at all. You know what I'm saying? Concerned with that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I do protect my own by kind of keeping my distance away from people and so on and so forth. Because I know there's people out there that are not as strong as me, you know what I'm saying? Immune system-wise and physically, mentally, and all that shit. So we still need to protect our people. You know what I'm saying? And our people meaning everybody. Right? Y'all saw that fist in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? When they said, we need us. It was all shades of color, you know what I'm saying? From white to dark brown to black, it don't matter. Like, we gotta protect ourselves because these motherfuckers are trying to kill us, right? Better believe it, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to kill us. So, either way it goes, man, I want everybody to have a great weekend, right? Football is gonna be amazing. Sunday's gonna be crazy. Handle what you gotta handle on Sunday. Saturday, watch some good NBA basketball, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait, Benny, for football to be over. You know what I'm saying? So I can get to watch some basketball. Watching my son, my best team in the NBA Suns. Yeah,
you'll be talking about him, trust.
What's going on behind me. So I can't wait. But it's cool, you know what I'm saying, seeing people be cool. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's cool seeing people happy, having fun. But at the same time, let's learn to protect us, all right? Because we need us, period.
Well said, sir. Well said. Yes, indeed. Pow, pow, pow. Well, reviewers, we love you. We covered it all a little bit shorter today, but we got down to business. So make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue on all social media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss a damn thing. Again, we are in podcast form, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Like, share, subscribe. Check us out. You can check out the replays on casualsports.com, KSRN Arizona, and the Believe Podcast Network, and a whole bunch of shows. And Tapping with Jabin Tuesdays, Binding Bridges. That's 6:30 Pacific, 7:30 Desert Time, 9:30 Eastern. Shout out to the AAT Sports and All About the Birds family. And our sponsor, SavageCBD.com, Tapping with them. And, of course, you can get at us, JB and Benny Blue Review at gmail.com. And that's it. Reviewers, we love you. This is going to be episode 210, and you can be damn sure we're going to do it again next week. So enjoy some football. Be safe. Take care of you folks. And we love you, everybody. Peace out. See you next week. Bye, 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 bye.
Holla, holla.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.